peace plan has been accepted by Syria. Books can help save an entire community, and your gift can help cure a child. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Syria has accepted a peace plan by UN envoy Kofi Annan that includes a ceasefire by the Syrian government. This time, China is on board. Open Doors' Carl Mueller explains.
The six-point plan has some of the characteristics of primarily protecting the human rights situation and protecting the citizens of Syria on the ground from all the indiscriminate violence that's going on to suppress the rebellion.
However, even as the news burst into the headlines, clashes between government troops and rebels spilled across the border into Lebanon. Mueller says the question of how the peace plan will be implemented is still being determined. One more thing.
I'm convinced that much of the turmoil that we see politically in the Middle East is actually producing a spiritual openness in people, and people are coming to faith in Christ. We've heard tremendous reports from other countries, and I'm sure in the next few months, as these stories come out, we will hear stories of Christian witness and courage.
Keep praying for the remnant church in Syria. There's still a lot of uncertainty. Next, while reports indicate things are getting better in Burma, some areas are slow in responding. Christian Solidarity Worldwide reports the Burmese army ransacked several churches in recent weeks, burning Bibles, destroying property, and looting money. CSW says they've seen progress in Burma. CSW is appealing to the international community to put additional pressure on Burma. While there's an atmosphere of change in Rangoon, it hasn't caught fire in other areas. You're listening to Mission Network News. India's government statistics show that 70,000 people, largely women and children, go missing every year, with the majority believed to have been trafficked or sold. Bright Hope International just launched a program this month in India's Uttar Pradesh state to rescue those victims. C.H. Dyer says they're partnering with two churches.
Bright Hope said to them, we'll help you and we'll help you do it right so that we're really understanding how to bring these young women out, how to rehabilitate them, what kind of counseling to give them, what kind of job training we can give them so that they never have to return to that kind of work.
The gospel resonates with these women who have little value as slaves. They're seeing success.
We targeted during the first 6 months to have 10 women come out. We've gotten four out. One of the young girls, though, is not out that I really have been asking people to pray.
However, the former owners are likely to be unhappy about it. Pray wisdom and safety for the team. There's more online. Meanwhile, Bibles, books, and other Christian resources are in great demand around the non-Western world. Christian Resources International is addressing it. CRI's Jason Wolford says in 57 years, they've sent $249 million worth of books to 169 nations. Why the need?
122,000 people are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ on a daily basis. And an alarming statistic is those 122,000 people are attending churches where the pastor doesn't even own a Bible.
Wolford's asking you to send your used Bibles, books, and a few bucks to help. He says they've sent four containers overseas this year so far.
One of those has been sponsored. Three of them we sent by faith. So we're expecting and believing God to touch the hearts of people and bring in $65,000 that we're behind on.
CRI's praying for 5,000 people helping at $10 a month. Read the full story at our website to see what Muslims are doing in opposition. Go to missionnetworknews.org, where you can also get Jason Wolford's podcasts. And finally, Cure International needs you. The Cure Ethiopia Children's Hospital needs to fund 100 surgeries to help physically disabled children in Ethiopia. The good news? The Reese Jones Foundation has established a $50,000 matching grant to help. Your gift will be matched dollar for dollar to provide life-changing surgery. The hospital's treating cleft lip and palate, club foot, and other physical disabilities while sharing Christ at the same time. Go to our website to help. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 95% of the people in North Africa and the Middle East will never personally meet a Christian. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for them and a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar and a link to the free trip to Israel contest. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.